It's the Darren Copeland Experience, weeknights 8 to 10.
You know, there's a lot of movies about baseball that are really, really good.
Yes.
But then there's a lot of movies about baseball that are really, really bad.
I can't think of too many that are really, really bad. I mean, I was disappointed in the take because I love the old Gene Kelly, Frank Sinatra
Little Big
movies.
League.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Babe Ruth starring John Goodman.
You know, I watched that. I've seen worse.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
I mean, I've seen worse. It wasn't great, but I've seen worse. You know, I've never seen what's the baseball movie with the kids and they've got the big dog on the other side of the fence?
Sandlot.
I've never seen that.
But no way.
Not a good movie.
Really?
That's not a good movie?
You like it?
Yeah.
Alex, your voice has changed.
It changed a little bit. We switched
I've heard
it up.
People who've seen it say they love it.
Sandlot?
They love it. I've never seen it, but people who've seen it are like, you've got to watch it. Kind of like the way you are with Cars with me. Like, you got to go see Cars. They're like, you got to go see The Sandlot. Why is it such a good movie?
Why is it such a good movie?
It's just the best movie.
It's
such a good movie. I don't know.
It's got a dog in it.
It's got a dog in it.
I mean, sports movies are difficult to mess up in the first place. I
think
feel
so.
Like, right?
I think they're, like, you kind of got to go out of your way to mess them up.
And on top of that, it's a
little
older era. It's like the 60s or 70s, right? And, you know, I don't know. It's Benny the Jet Rodriguez. He's a beast.
Benny the Jet Rodriguez.
That's fantastic. Bang the Drum Slowly. I like that. That's a good one. It's a sad
one. Is that a baseball movie?
It's a baseball movie, yeah. It's about the Yankees. It's based on a true story. It's really good. It's about one of their players who gets cancer.
They've had so many.
I know.
You know, Lou Gehrig should have known better.
Well,
I mean, if there's a disease with your name on it, you know you're going to get it.
I'm just going to keep moving right on past that one.
I mean, you should have known.
Thank you.
Don't
thank
boo
you.
Me. Listen,
that's
if they
boo.
Called something Big Fuzz Syndrome.
Well, but they didn't until after he had died. It's not like when he got it, they're like, hey, oddly enough,
you know, one of the things
you've got a disease named after you. It didn't work that way.
Oh, it was Lou T. Gehrig.
No, it was something. It had like a weird science name. Then they just called it Lou Gehrig's disease. Kind of like Shriner's, whatever that thing is. Like if you go into a hotel.
Little Cars?
No, there's
meep,
a
beep.
If you go into hotels, there's the possibility you could get
Legionnaire's disease?
Legionnaire's disease, yeah.
A little different
Shriners,
than Shriner's.
Legionnaire's. They all have secret Dakota rings.
One makes you feel like you need to go to the desert, and the other one makes you feel like you need to drive a little car. Both of them use fezes, by the way.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Maybe that's why I get them mixed up.
Do you know what would solve the world problems?
More fezes?
More fezes.
I would wear a fez. I like hats. I have a lot of hats at home. I do not have a fez. Now I kind of want to go buy a fez. I'm going to look and see.
You know what we're going to call it?
What? The fez fuzz? The fuzz?
No, just a big fez.
The big fez? It's the big fuzz fez.
No, just a big fez.
I like fuzz fez.
What, fuzzy fez?
It's the fuzz fez.
See, here's what happens. As you get me down this road, and then all of a sudden, the next thing they know, they make a commercial about this, and all of a sudden, I sound like I'm an idiot because I'm going like fuzz fez, fuzz 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 fez, fuzz fuzz fez, fuzz fuzz fuzz.
To be fair, you did get us started on the fez road. Then I just thought, hey, I kind of would like to wear a fez. And since my name is Big Fuzz, it would be Big Fuzz Fez.
Just be Big Fez.
It's not as fun. It's like saying, you know, it's you know, happy GD. Purple Monday.
Grabbing dingers.
Grabbing dinger Monday is a much funnier way to say it.
I can't keep a straight face whenever I hear that.
It's just a fun way to say happy grabber dinging Monday.
Happy grabbing dinger.
Grabbing dinger Monday. That's just a fun to say. Like fuzz, big fuzz fez would be a fun thing to say.
So anyway, talking about trades?
Yes.
Or do you want to talk about Nuggets?
Well, I will feel remiss if we don't mention at least.
I mean, I mentioned it yesterday.
Nuggets. Nuggets.
So what was your take on it? Because we haven't talked since.
I believe that Paul Millsap helps the team. $30 million a year for 3 years is you just can't look at it in terms of, oh my God, how much could I spend $90 million on what type of thing. You have to think of it as like, it's just like numbers. It's not really, you can't think of it in terms of like, oh my God, $90
million. I never worry about the numbers or payroll when it comes to the Nuggets.
The problem the Nuggets still face is they have a lot of point guards and they have a lot of power forwards. And they need, they have one center.
Well, Gallo's gone,
but they still have Fareed. They still have Daryl Arthur. They still have Gee. They still have the new guy that they got in the trade,
Tyler Lyles, but he's a forward.
Power forward.
Yeah.
You have all these big, tall guys. You have Hernan Gomez.
Which is weird because it's basketball.
Well, you have Hernan Gomez. Yeah, but, you know, you need to have outside guys, too. It's all about the spacing. It's all about the space. Uh-huh. About the space. About the space. It's all about the space.
And now we'll redo that in a 1920s style.
I was thinking of
about the space.
About the space. Yes. About the space. Yes. So you have too many tall guys who can play inside but not shooting outside. Then the other thing you have is and it looks like the Nuggets are going to sign another point guard, a guy by the name of Wanamaker. So they have a lot of point guards. Well, what they need is someone who can shoot the ball.
Well, isn't that the whole point of getting a guard? Get a shooting guard that can shoot.
Yes.
Well, so go get a shooting guard that can shoot.
Yes. One of the options.
But who's out there?
Okay. Well, Marcus Smart is out there from the Boston Celtics because the Celtics need to drop salary.
They're going to have to drop a lot of people.
Yes. So one trade had something I don't know if you can get Fareed, but just one of the power forwards or two of the power forwards, a couple draft picks. Maybe Moutier or Malik Beasley, one of the two people, for basically Marcus Smart and Jay, what's his last name?
Crowder.
Jay Crowder. So there's Marcus Smart, which is another shooter outside, averaged about a little under 10 points a game for them as a backup point guard, but he's a taller point guard. You have the same problem with Murray and Harris being shorter. They need to find some height in the backcourt to play defense.
I'm disappointed in the trade.
It wasn't a trade, just a sign.
I'm disappointed in the sign. What the Nuggets have assured themselves of doing, basically right now, is not vying for a championship for at least 10 years.
Well, listen, is he better than Gallinari?
Sure, but what difference does it make? He's good enough to get us into the playoffs, probably.
Well,
at a 6 seed at best.
Maybe.
So if you're a 6 seed in the NBA, you're going to lose at the very best in the second round.
Okay.
And now you miss out on the lottery, so you don't
draft
until late.
Where was Denver ranked in offense last year in the NBA?
Well, once Nikola Jokic came in, they were number one.
They weren't well.
He ran the best offense since he came in.
Overall, they were three.
Okay.
Okay, overall, they were three behind Golden State and Houston.
Yes, very good offense.
Okay. What was their problem?
They
play no defense. So what
but
you're...
What you're telling me that their biggest need is a shooting guard who can shoot.
You need a guy, you need your guards, okay? If you have Jamal Murray, who is 6'1", maybe,
mm-hmm.
and you have Gary Harris, who's 6'1", maybe.
Okay.
Okay, not super tall guys, then you'll get mismatched when you play, say, like Harden. Because Harden's 6'5", playing the point guard, he's just going to go over you. So you need a taller guy.
Well, they may go over our guards, but then we've got a bunch of big guys that he's got to get over,
too. You can't play all the big guys at the same time. But they were saying on Dan Le Batard last week that what you should do is, in order to combat the Golden State Warriors, is just to go all centers, all fives. And that makes some sense.
Well, I don't know. Who says you can't play three big guys at the same time? Why can't you play Hernan Gomez, Nikola Jokic, and Paul Millsap?
You wouldn't be playing probably Hernan Gomez. You'd probably be playing Lyles. Plus, they drafted the other guy, the new guy who just signed a contract today.
It'd be Hernan Gomez. Put him in there.
Okay.
The big, tall guys. Put him in there. They're athletic. Let him go knock people down.
Yeah, they don't play defense.
They do play defense, though.
If by defense you mean no, then yeah.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up.